Workers' Unity to Fight Racism and Discrimination. Hugo Peer, Tower Hamlets Socialist Party. The 7th of October Hamas attacks and the subsequent revenge war waged by the Israeli state on Gaza have led to consequences for communities in the UK. There have been reports of threats to both Jewish and Muslim places of worship in several towns and cities. Reports of anti-Semitic attacks rose up to sevenfold, according to some police reports. There have also been many reports of threats to Muslims, with attacks also seven times greater than average. Many have faced abuse and physical threats. While many of those reports are of online attacks, they are probably just the tip of the iceberg, and some have faced physical threats. There has been vandalism of buildings, and in some areas precautions are being taken to shield children on their way to school. The far right attempted to mobilize on Armistice Day at the Cenotaph in opposition to demonstrations calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Fearing the potential major reaction from the trade unions and the working class as a whole, and in response to violence aimed at themselves, the police intervened to arrest over 100 counter-protesters. That action was no doubt inspired by right-wing Tory politicians, including the then Home Secretary, Sula Braverman, calling the mass demonstrations against the Israeli state bombings on Gaza hate marches. The Tories have hypocritically denounced anti-Semitism, while they are currently provoking racist division with their anti-immigration and Rwanda policies, as well as anti-working class measures such as the minimum service level anti-union laws. Keir Starmer's Labour is also responsible. The uncritical support for the indiscriminate Israeli forces' murderous military campaign in Gaza has also undoubtedly fed racist division. His refusal to allow MPs and councillors to participate in demonstrations, and forcing MPs to not support the call for a ceasefire, further provoked divisions in his party. Many, not wanting to face the anger of their local constituents, oppose Starmer in Parliament, and scores of councillors have resigned from Labour. The threat to the working class movement of both antisemitism and Islamophobia, both specific forms of racism, must be taken seriously, and must be opposed. Over the last 18 months there has been a resurgence in trade union action that has mobilized and united workers from a variety of backgrounds against the cost of living crisis. While the mass demonstrations that have taken place against the war on Gaza have seen large participation from people with a heritage from South Asia and the Middle East, Jewish people have also attended, appalled at the horrors they are witnessing. The trade union movement has the enormous potential to unite the working class. Unions must call on members to attend the demonstrations and start to organize them. They must also discuss how to support workers opposing the actions of their capitalist governments both in Palestine and Israel, as well as occupation and war. But workers must also raise a political voice against racism and discrimination, including Islamophobia and antisemitism. Those that have voted in favor of war and discrimination need to be replaced. Those same politicians voted for cuts to services in their communities and often come into conflict with workers fighting the cost of living crisis. A new mass workers' party, based on the trade unions, could link the fight against war and discrimination with the fight against cuts, and for better pay and conditions, to unite workers across religious divides.